From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Both France and Britain agreed Monday to accept thousands of refugees from the war-torn Mideast, but the numbers they have agreed to take in are dwarfed by the masses of migrants streaming to new lives in Germany. French President François Hollande said his country would accept 24,000 refugees over the next 2 years, while British Prime Minister David Cameron said 20,000 Syrian refugees from camps in Turkey, Jordan, and Syria would settle in Britain over the next 5 years. Mr. Cameron said Monday the British Air Force killed three Islamic State militants in Syria in the first such attack last month. Calling the August 21st drone strike an act of self-defense, Cameron said there was clear evidence of the individuals in question planning and directing armed attacks against the UK. Meanwhile, France has announced a twofold response to Syria's widening crisis, with plans to launch surveillance flights and possibly strikes against the Islamic State group on Syrian territory. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
President François Hollande said France will begin surveillance flights of Islamic State positions in Syria as of Tuesday. Those may lead to possible strikes against the terrorist group.
Aujourd'hui en Syrie, ce que nous voulons connaître, savoir.
In a wide-ranging press conference, Hollande said the flights aimed to find out what actions the Islamic State group was preparing against France and its allies and against the Syrian population. But he ruled out putting French boots on the ground as inconsequential and unrealistic. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Look at our website at VOA News. This